This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today's inspiration and advice come from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Grieving, Loss, and Healing. This new collection of inspirational, compassionate, and empowering stories will help you cope with loss, regain your strength, and find joy in life again. This book has been doing very well at Walmart and other booksellers, so I know there's a real demand for what it offers. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories about one of the themes in the book, and that is how to make your absent loved ones part of your family gatherings. In Sarah Mattson's case, her absent loved one was her firstborn child, who was premature and only lived for 1 hour. After that, Sarah and her husband had twin daughters, and they have made their son, Luke, part of the family for the two girls. Every spring, the family celebrates Luke's birthday at the cemetery where he is buried. One time they had a picnic, more recently, because it was so cold, they just drove in and visited the grave and then released balloons in his honor. Sarah says, "I believe that Luke lives, and somehow our birthday tradition, however unusual, reminds me that someday we will see him again and do all the things we missed here on Earth. His daddy will play catch with him, his sisters will run him ragged with games of tag and hide and seek, and I will finally do what I've ached to do for so long, cuddle him close, smell his little boy scent, and tell him face to face how much I love him. That day will come. Until then, every spring we will go to the cemetery and celebrate." Now, in the case of Rebecca Graff, their missing family member is not deceased, he's just absent, because he has dementia and lives in a memory unit now and would be too confused to go home for Christmas. When Rebecca was facing the second Christmas with him away, she decided to do something that would make her family still feel his presence. She had been so sad during the first Christmas, and she needed to change how their second Christmas went without him. She wrote, "One of us was missing, and the whole family dynamic had a different feel to it. I knew I needed to work at making our family time during the holiday season special once again, despite my husband's absence." So Rebecca had a great idea. She decided to decorate more with past Christmas family photos than with figurines, candles, and ceramic trees. She pulled a bunch of photos together and then bought frames that would look great with them. She says, "Sorting through those photos of holidays past proved cathartic for me. It was good to remember how rich our life had been, how lucky we were, and that nothing could deprive us of reliving it all again by sharing these old pictures." When the kids arrived that Christmas and saw all the photos framed and positioned around the house, they had a ball going from room to room, exploring, recalling their own stories and memories, and sharing them with their husbands. They all told their mom what a great idea it was, and indeed, they felt their father's presence there with them that day. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Grieving, Loss, and Healing, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, your local independent bookstore, and Amazon. If you have your own story to tell, head over to chickensoup.com and click on Submit Your Story to learn what topics we're working on and how you can craft a great Chicken Soup for the Soul story and join our family of writers. We're always looking for new storytellers. And half the stories in our new books are from people we've never published before. Come back for our next episode for a couple of stories from our new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters. Stories about people going out of their way to perform very welcome acts of kindness.